Okay, we continue the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Psul Mekdashim, Perek Yud Ches, Chapter 18, Halacha Chaf Beis, Law 22. The last three halachas are basically discussing which types of foods will this not apply to. Although we've discussed in the past, we're just extending it a little bit more, another area. Zevach Shenispagel, a korban that had a pigel thought, and the meat therefore is pigel. Oshenosar lacharzmano, or was left over the time. So pigel or nosar. But achol mimen, you eat from it. Now we're going to talk about, before we're talking about what you pigelizing thoughts would be on, now we're talking about actually eating these things that are pigelized. There's two ways of looking at it.
Which is when you get the carcass.
But the guy has the thought, I'm going to eat a particular part of food of the korban, and it only could be on things that are considered foods, a pigel thought. Now we're talking about eating the actual pigel. What parts of the animal will you transgress if you eat that part? So just like we discussed your thoughts on what part of food you're going to eat, this is actually the food you're going to eat. So if you've got the issue, maybe just keep the door open because I'm expecting someone around 10 o'clock so they should see me. So any korban that has been pigelized or has been noserized, and now you eat from it. Now
not notarized.
You mean noserized, but if you're sparty, it's notarized if you're nosar spard. Anyway, but you ate mina or from the skin, the hides, or mina marak, or from the soup that you make that meat from, or mina talam, from the spices, or mina elal. The elal is the meat that's stuck to the hide after you've been skinning the animal. Or mina mura, the mura is the thin membrane that clings to the hide that separates between it and the meat. Or mina gidim, or from the sinews. Or mina karnayim, or from the horns. Or mina talafim, from the hoofs. Or mina tziparnayim, the nails. Or mina chartom, or from the beak. Or mina noitza, or from the feathers. These all things don't sound very evil, right? Or mina be'ehof, or from the eggs of a bird. Let's say we were bringing a bird. Any of those, you eat them. Ain't a chayy, of course. You won't get kares, because that's not food. It's not an achila.
It's not food, but it's not part of the animal.
It's not part of the animal. And this will also apply, even though Rambam doesn't say it, will be also, if the korban is tamei, same thing. And also, he says, v'chein tmei haguf, or guy who is tamei, sha'achal dvarim elami korban kosher. You're eating these items from a kosher korban, but you were tamei. All these ain't a chai of koris. You're not chai of koris. They're not the actual food, per se. But, avol makinos o makas margis, rabbinic clashes you'll get, because it's awfully close to it. Okay, now interestingly, although this Chaf Gimel is very interesting, if you have a pigel thought to eat from the next two items, it is not considered a pigel thought. But if you have a pigel thought on the whole animal, and it is, then if you eat this, you will get kares for these two things. It's an exception to the rule. Usually I've been pretty consistent. If your thought on it doesn't make it pigel or nose or whatever, it can't be if you eat it. Here, if you had a pigelized thought for the following two things, it won't make it pigel if it's just to eat this. But if the animal is pigel for other thoughts, then if you do eat this, you're chayiv. So, achol min ha'shil, if you eat from the stillbirth, the thing that comes right after birth, the shilia, I think, is the placenta. A stillborn, like inside,
is
the placenta, right? Chayiv, you're chayiv mishum pigol v'noser v'tomei. You're chayiv for any one of those averas, ki ochel mishar b'sar ha'sevach, like eating any meat of an animal, which is not the case if you had a pigol thought to, when the thought was to eat the shilya or the shalil, it won't make it pigol if it was only on that, for whatever reason, but you see it's different over there.
So your thought was on the mother.
No, if your thought was on the shlil, if your pigel thought, only thing wrong, after tomorrow, I'm going to eat the placenta.
And
that doesn't make it pigel.
But if you had the pigel thought on the mother.
That's different. If you had it on the regular flesh, then it applies even to the placenta.
Even though it's not really part of the mother cow.
Doesn't matter.
Like the egg. I'm surprised.
That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush over there. Okay, Chav Dalet, Kutche Goyim, what if a non-Jew brings a korban? None of these rules apply. Ein chayim lo mishum pigol, and no servatame. It's xeris akasav from the psukim. They deduce that it's only for Jewish korbanos, not for non-Jewish korbanos. V'chein dam ha-kodoshim, and similarly, blood of kutchim, you're not chayim for that, as we've explained before. V'chein ha-levona v'ha-ketoris v'ha-etzim, if you're going to eat frankincense, are going to eat the spices of Kedurus, which is definitely not good food, and it's really harmful food, or Ace, you're eating the wood, Yule Gibbons, okay?
It's a good source of cellulose.
That's right. You're eating the wood, right? You don't get kares, even if it's a pigalized situation. Lo mishum pigal, lo mishum nosar, lo mishum tumas aguf, not for any of those things. That ends the 18th chapter. We now begin the 19th and final chapter of Ksuvei HaMikdashim.
What comes after this?
Me'ilah. And that's the last one in the Book of Avodah. It's the last one. It's much shorter and pretty hard. I just learned Masechus Me'ilah with Morty.
What are we going to do after that?
We're doing Korbanos afterwards. Goes good with Avodah. The next book is Korbanos. Wow. That'll keep us in that section. Anyway, let's get a running start into the 19th chapter. We're going to discuss mitzvah 7 and 8. The last two mitzvahs that the Rambam gave us the introduction. One is the mitzvah to burn the nosar. If there is nosar, there should not be nosar. But if you do have nosar, there's a mitzvah to burn the nosar. And also, if something becomes tamei, a korban becomes tamei, it should be burnt as well. And this will apply as well any other things that become posel as a korban also have to get burnt. So it's burning either nosar, tamei, other psule mikdashim that have to get burnt. And we will see that there are three areas to burn this. This is besides the standard normal korban usually is burnt in the Azara.
Right.
That's standard. There's a few exceptional korbanos that are meant to be burnt outside Yerushalayim in a special place.
Yes.
But we will see now there's three other places where we burn things that we've got problems with it and we've got to discard it. We will see shortly. There's one burning that's done in another part of the Azara.
Right.
For korbanos that have got problems. There's another place for you burn it on outside of the Azara at the Har HaBayis. And those two cases will be most cases of psulei mukdoshim. And there's a third one burning it outside of Yerushalayim. We'll get to all of them in due course, but just giving you some little bit of overview over here. Aleph, mitzvah saseh lisrof kol hakadoshim shenitma'u. Any korban that became tamei, it says a mitzvah saseh to burn it. Shenemar, the pasuk says it clear. Va'bosar sheyiga b'chol tamei, any flesh of a korban that has touched something that's tamei, lo yeyachel, you may not eat it anymore, ba'esh yusareif, you shall burn it in fire. V'chein anosar, similarly food that has been left over past the deadline. Mitzvah saseh l'sarfo, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Shenemar, as it says, v'hanosar mipser hazovach, the leftover from the flesh of a korban by Yom HaShlishi on the third day, because that's when it's nosar, even though technically it can be nosar by the second night, right?
Depending on korban.
Still, Ba'esh Yusarev shall be burned with fire, and since we've already learned that nosar and pigol prohibition is from the same source, so the same thing with Bechlau HaNosar included in nosar would mean HaPigol. Anything that's pigal, and for that matter, kol psulei hamikdashim, any other invalid korbanos, hakol nisrofim, it's all incorporated in this mitzvah, you must burn them, but they're not burnt like a normal korban is processed. Yes?
A philosophical question. If you violated nosar, and you've let it over, you violated the lav, and then you have the opportunity to do an assay to burn it, are you 50-50 in God's books?
No. You get punished for the Avera and get rewarded for the Mishnah, mitzvah, just like anything else.
But you wouldn't have had the opportunity to
do this. You steal from somebody, right? You've done a sin. You pay back the money. You've done a mitzvah. Doesn't mean it's canceled out necessarily. There's tshuva that has to happen, and maybe you didn't do tshuva. You left nosar because you were a terrible person. Whatever, a glutton, whatever it is, and you were a sinner. Okay, I had to burn it. You didn't necessarily do tshuva for it. No guarantees you did tshuva. And then the sin still stands on its own. It's two separate things. Just because you do one mitzvah. We know in Judaism, bederach klal, a general rule, mitzvahs do not cancel out averus and vice versa. Although there's a mitzvah, lav hanitak la'aseh, but you have to have in mind to fix it up and do tshuva and all these things. So it's not a deal to say, well, I want to have a lust to do this mitzvah of burning nosar, So I'm going to leave no. Yeah, it's just so, like you should say, I want to do the mitzvah of giving back what I stole. So I guess I have to steal in order to do that mitzvah.
So giving again.
You could be Yotzei with the gun. Kol Yisrael, Arabim, Zolazet.
Sure.
And the Russia who steals, you could be part of his mitzvah.
Right.
You know, no Jew can do all 613 mitzvahs anyway. We can't do the Kohen and Levi mitzvahs. So we can't do the mitzvahs of a Ganef and a Goslin and an Osirizer. Let them get the mitzvah for it. And we'll be happy with that as well. Okay, now that's the general rule. It's halacha aleph. Let's move now to halacha beis. Korban sheni spagel. Okay, now a korban that has been pigalized, o nifsal, or has been rendered unfit. This, once you know it's pigal, once you know about the bad thought, we don't care where you're holding in the avoda. He could have been, he just shechted the animal. And he let everyone know, I just want you to know, I messed up this korban on purpose. I had a pigalized thought that we're going to eat this korban on the wrong day. Once we know that, now it's only when we know, we can't do before we know. Immediately, yisarif b'mikdash miyad, it immediately is taken where it's at. It's burnt. What it means, b'mikdash, it means in the azara. That's what it means. And we'll see, that's in a case of, if it was a psul mamish in the animal, it's done right away. There'll be other cases where it's not so quick. In cases of doubt, which we will see shortly. Okay, now, v'chol shepisulam is suffek. Let's say we have a question where we have a suffek if there's something wrong with the animal being puzzled. And when you have a suffek problem, you really have a problem. If it's a suffek, you can't really continue to process it. On the other hand, you can't burn it right away right. Because in case it's not puzzled, you're burning kachem illegally, right. And I'll do this. So we have to take a second step. How do we avoid the issue? To uber tsurasa literally means we allow its shape to be lost. What does that mean? You just let the thing stay overnight. Yeah. By letting it stay overnight, it now becomes nosar. And once it becomes nosar, then it becomes, you burn it. So now it's for sure nosar. It's for sure nosar. And it's not, well, you're not allowed to leave nosar. Well, we have to, because since it's a suffake puzzle, I don't have another option. Mm-hmm. I can't process it. I can't burn it. So what do? I wait till I let it become nosar, if it is nosar. Maybe it isn't. Could be it was posel. Maybe it's posel and it doesn't even get to the stage of nosar, remember? Right. It's not going to be nosar. But I know one thing. If I leave it till the next day, either way, I can burn it here. And that's the point we're looking for. And you burn it in the base hamikdash again, meaning in the azora.
If you're the Kohen on shift, do you get negative credits upstairs?
If you had a bad thought?
No, because it was a suffix, and now you have to leave it to Nosar.
Well, you don't have a choice.
I know,
how can you get a bad credit if the rabbi's telling this is what you have to do?
You're following.
How do you get a bad credit?
Well, God put that you in that situation.
No.
Okay.
That
so that's
this is
onus.
What you have to do.
That's an onus.
What if somebody steals, and you're the best, and you're telling him to give it back? You get a negative credit? If you're the best, and so you better return it?
Yeah, but he's doing nosar, actually.
He's not. He's not doing anything. Sheval tas. It's becoming nosar. Because we're told you can't do anything.
Okay.
If you're told you can't do anything, I wouldn't call that an avera. Okay. I wouldn't call that a bad thing. Now, the Rambam doesn't want us to get confused now. There are certain bulls and goats whose service the blood is sprinkled inside the hechel, and they are initially meant, those are called an inner chatos, and they are generally burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, that the emurim of that animal, they are burnt, and the flesh is burnt in the place that's called the Beis HaDeshen, that's outside Yerushalayim. Okay, now what's going to happen if, let's say, there's a psul before you took it out of the Azara? So what happens over there? So normally, if you have a psul in them before you take them out, you'd burn them in the Azara. If there's a psul right away, you burn in the azara. Now we got an interesting... That Rambam doesn't tell you that halacha. He assumes you know that halacha.
Yeah.
Okay, we already said anything that's psul right away, burn it right in the azara. But this is not the normal case here. Parim usirim and israfim, these bulls and goats that are supposed to, if they're processed properly, are burnt, the emurim are burnt outside of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaDeshen. But if yesh bahem safek, there now is a safek, im halina v'hayitzia kodem shiagias manam lotzeis poselis besorim keimureim o ena poselis besorim. Here's the shaila now. If, let's say, you left these things overnight, let's say you had an issue of nosar, or you took them out of the azara before it was time to take them out, before zrikas hadam, which are general psulim for other karbanos, right? Other karbanos, if you take it out before it's been the zrika, you've messed it up. You leave something overnight, you've messed it up. That these animals, that it, there's an issue over here. So now, poseles besarim ke'emurehem. The question is, we know the emurim get burnt outside. Normal animal is supposed to be burnt outside. The question is, now that I've made this basar pasul by letting it stay overnight, or I took it out before I processed it properly. So the question is the basar, the other meat now? There's lots of things. So you have the emurim that are supposed to be burnt outside. But now you messed up this korban now. You messed up this korban. What happens with the rest of the flesh? So we say, do we say that poselis besarim kemurehem is we poselis meat like the fats? O ena poselis besarim. Or if you have not poseled up the meat. There's a shaila in that. Okay, what's the shaila over here? Now clearly there's no shaila if they murim are puzzle, or they were taken out, or they stayed overnight. We treat them like everything else. But the other meat, there's a shaila about that, if it's going to be burnt in the azara, because the animal generally is burnt outside. So is it burnt in the azara, or do we burn it in the Beis Hadeshen outside of Yerushalayim, if it would have been a kosher one? The question is, what are you going to do with it? So we're not sure what to do with it. Since we're not sure what we do with it, we've got to try to avoid the issue. Lefikach poslin oso lahachmir. Therefore, we're machmir and say it's posel. V'yisrofu ba'azara. And they are then burnt in the azara. And now he's going to give an example of such a suffix. He just said the halacha. Now he's going to give an example of a suffix of that case. Okay, so here's an example. V'chein im yotza chatzi ha-behema barova aver. Let's say half of the animal was taken outside of the azara before it was processed with zrika sadam, but not just any old half. It's really a little less than a little. It's half, but then a majority of one aver went out, and a minority stayed in, and now the minority goes after the majority. So it's really almost like it went majority outside Ooh. Of the azara at that time. So now the question is: imachzikin osokiyosu? Do we treat it like it went out completely? Hol v'yotzarova aver, since most of that limb is went out, so we take the minority with it, and now it's over 51%. O adayinayas, or did it not go out? Sharei lo yotzarova aver, because most animal didn't come out. So therefore, what's the case over here? So lefikach nifsul misafek. So it's a suffek if it really is possible. Now, what am I going to do with that? So that's what we say, v'yisrafu ba'azara. So now you're going to burn it in the azara for that case. V'chein im nesa'um chamisha lehotziyam. Let's say you had five kohanim were taking this meat out before the time it's supposed to be taken out. V'yasu shlosha. Three of the kohanim made it out. They took one side of the animal. V'nishar shem, but two were on the inside. V'otziyah ha-shlosha chatzim. And three of them took half of the animal. Harei elu nifsalu misafik. It's also a question of safek. V'yisrafu ba'azara. And you'd have to burn them in the azara.
To bring it back in.
Right? So that is the shaila, like where should it be burnt? So the Rambam says, V'yira li, it would appear to me, she'ein elu tzrichim laha. So normally we said, remember we said before, if there's a suffake, before let it become nosar,
overnight,
and then you burn it no matter what. But the Rambam says, in this case, it would appear to me, she'ein tzrichim lahamtin ashtubritz rasim. Here's to me, we wouldn't have to wait like other safek. Why? Here's the difference. All the other regular animals, they could be eaten, or you don't burn them outside Yerushalayim. So we don't want to burn something that not necessarily should be burnt. But here, the whole thing's supposed to be burnt out of Yerushalayim anyway. It's not something that, I'm worried I'm going to burn it too early. It's something that shouldn't be burnt. Remember, the case of Suffolk, we have to let it stay overnight in case it wasn't possible. You're not allowed to burn a good korban.
But this is burnt anyway.
But this is totally burnt outside the Azara anyway. So it's totally burnt outside the Azara, and you have a Suffolk. He's saying you don't got to wait for it to go overnight. because you can't go wrong. Because what's the worst you're going to do with it?
Burn it?
Well, that's going to get burnt anyway. Hove momdim l'sreva, since they stand to be burnt, liolam always afilo nifsol. Even if it wasn't possible, it was a perfect carbon, it gets burnt. So that's what he's saying. We're going to say, therefore, we pasul always lahachmir, and we burn it in the azara. And you don't have to wait to take it out. You don't have to wait for anything. We burn it on the spot.
They've already taken enough, so they got to bring it back in.
Oh, they brought it. Yeah, that's exactly the point. So we don't want it to look like it was an okay korban, and we're burning it outside Yerushalayim, should have been burned outside Yerushalayim. Okay.
So that's not decided in the Gemara, but that's his opinion.
Yeah, that's his opinion. That's his opinion. All right, Dalit, interesting case over here. Now, here's an interesting. Now, what if you see just meat lying around?
Where?
In the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azora, you have no idea what it is.
Could be a korban. You know it's meat.
You know, so the question is there a way, by the way it looks, we have some idea of what's going on or not? Obviously, always going the strictest way. Now, we're trying to pick what's the worst possible scenario and how we would deal with it. So, Dalit. Basar Shadimsa Azor. You find a piece of meat in the Azor, we have no idea what type of korban it is. Now, depending on certain animals were cut up in certain ways as opposed to other animals. So it gives us a little bit of
idea
of what's going on. So a varim, animals that are cut with large limbs. Now, large limbs, why would you like complete limbs? If you're going to eat those things, you know, things you eat, you're going to cut them to smaller edible pieces. But an ola, for example, gets all burnt. So you just take huge pieces. So if you find a huge piece, if you see a huge piece of meat in the Azara, we should assume and treat it like olos. Treat it like an ola. Because if it was another type of korban where there's any eating going on, it would have been found much smaller pieces. Vechatichos and smaller cuts, although they could be theoretically shlomim, they could be, but we have to be stricter. There's some chattas. Smaller pieces that are chattas, which are stricter. So we'll treat it like a chattas, and they obviously have a shorter time to eat it. Which you see a small piece, you could assume it's an edible piece. That's the difference. A big piece, we assume no one's eaten it, that's why they didn't cut it so finely, because it's going to be burnt. So you have to treat it like an olive. Smaller piece, it is edible. So what's the most strict edible kind? It's a chattas, because it's the least kachim. Smallest amount of time to eat it. And also where you can eat it. Now, that nims Yerushalayim, but if you see a piece of meat in Yerushalayim, we assume it's a shlamim. So we treat it like a shlamim. Yeah. However, there's a bigger problem. How many days ago has it been sitting? How long has it been sitting?
That's an issue.
How long has it been sitting?
Can you tell by looking at it?
I don't know. You have to be an expert. But
there's no refrigeration there.
And there were a lot of miracles over there. No flies, anything else. So what are we going to do? So therefore, we have to make sure to be machmir and allow it to become nosor, really. Hakol to uber tsurosam, you have to let them all, you treat them like various things, but they have to lose their tsura, let it become nosor, because it could be nosor.
Make sure it really is nosor.
And I can't burn it, because maybe it's not nosor, but I don't have to eat it. The yetzul of esasreifa, and now you take it to the special place where you burn things that have gone wrong, as it were, kashemer nosor, because maybe it's nosor. Aye, if that's the case, why did it have to say we assume it's a chatos, we assume it's an ola? We're burning it all anyway. And now we're going back. So what do I care? Why does it treat it like a chatos? Don't just burn it.
Yeah, you know, come on.
Let's just say, wait the maximum amount. Treat them all like a shlomim. Wait a day and a half. For sure, it's been possible, whatever. So the question, if you're burning everything, what do I care what I'm calling it? Yeah. I'll tell you why. Why do we say make a difference to treat like an olachat shlamim? Lemi, the answer is lemi sha'avar va'ochel. What if someone transgressed and ate it?
Oh, don't do that.
So now we have to know, what did we treat it like? Did you eat an ola? Did you eat a chattas? Or did you eat a shlamim? That we'd have to know, because if you ate an ola, we're going to learn in the next section of Me'ilah. An ola, once it's been processed, then will transgress a separate area called mila, stealing from Hashem. We'll talk more about it later. When you shech the animal, it goes all to Hashem. That's when it belongs to Hashem. It doesn't belong to Hashem till it's been offered. And then if you eat it, you've stolen from Hashem, and you've done a separate avela called meila, and you have to do all the kapara for the sin of meila. So that's if you ate it that way. Okay? That makes the difference. Lamisha Rachel. Okay. That so now that will make a difference with what kind of punishment he would get. If it's a shlamim or a chatas, he won't be moil. So that's what's different. One more line. Point, and now just a random point. So now we burn nosar, but the question is, when do we burn nosar? Now really, some things become nosar at sundown. Some things become nosar at sunrise. But when do we burn nosar in general? You day. Might say, well, I might burn some at night and some in the day. No, ain't serving at sunset. You only burn nosar in the day, shenemra, because the pasuk says, by a korban shlamim, by yom hashalishi, on the third day, ba'eshi sarev. And as will be explained in the next halacha that we don't have time to get into, but since we see the Torah is specific to burn nosar on the third day, even though shlamim, you can eat what? You can eat it that day, and that
next,
night.
And the next day.
And the next day.
Sure.
Now, theoretically, when is it nosar then? That night. But when do we burn it, though?
Third day.
The next day. So you see, we always burn nosar in the day.
So we can never assume we dropped the meat on the way home.